This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hama ba'd. Today's dua that we're going to do from the Quran is Surah Ali Imran verse 8. Surah Ali Imran verse 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He teaches us a dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O our Lord, do not cause our hearts to go astray. Do not cause our hearts to be misguided after you have guided us, and grant us from yourself mercy. Indeed, you are the one who grants, you are the Wahhab. This is the first dua of Surah Ali Imran. It is on the first page of Surah Ali Imran. And in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, in the very first section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this Quran that He has revealed, it is composed of two types of verses. There are the clear verses, He calls them muhkamat. And then He says there are the mutashabih, the ambiguous verses, the verses that can have multiple meanings. Then Allah says, those who have a zayigh, a disease in their hearts, they will look at the ambiguous verses and find incorrect meanings, and they will then end up rejecting the Quran. And then Allah says, but the real believers, they look at the ambiguous in light of the clear, and they say, all of it is from Allah, we will believe in it. And then they make this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. So this dua is a very, very important one for us not only to be guided, but to not be misguided after guidance has come to us. And my dear brothers and sisters, there is a very worrying trend that we find in the Muslim communities, especially of minority lands, and that is that quite a few, especially of our younger members, they, for whatever reason, end up leaving Islam. And one of the main causes for this is they find verses they don't understand. They find verses that have they interpreted incorrectly. And I have said many times, I've given a khutbah a few months ago about this whole topic. There is nothing that is illogical or irrational in Islam. But there are some things that are beyond human rationality. There's a difference between irrational and between what is beyond rational. And what happens, what we find is that some people, they question too much. And they question why and how when the mind cannot go over there. And Allah says, don't look at the ambiguous verses trying to find fitna, ibtigha al-fitna, trying to find difficulty. No, rather make dua to Allah for hidayah. And I myself have spoken to a number of, you know, our youngsters especially, they go through these phases, and some of them, they find verses that they misunderstand. I'll give you one example that just coming to mind right now, and it really shows you how superficial. And by the way, these brothers are not even trained in the Arabic language. They're simply learning this from websites that are trying to convert them to agnosticism, atheism. So they say, oh, the Quran preaches that the sun sets in murky water. Surah Al-Kahf has a verse that the sun goes down in the murky water. And I said to him, subhanallah, this is an expression. Even in English we say the sun set over the water. It doesn't mean the sun is going inside the water. Do you really think that even if the Arabs at that time had written the Quran, do you really think they believe the sun is literally going inside a pond? Do you literally think this? He ends up rejecting Islam because of an English mistranslation. And this is exactly what Allah is saying. They take a mutashabih, an ambiguous verse, and they end up rejecting the entire faith. And it is truly mind-boggling for me. I don't understand that certain people, because they don't understand all the wisdoms of Islam, why did Allah say this? Why did Allah make this haram? Why is there five salah? Why is this? They end up rejecting any faith, and they end up creating far more difficult questions that they don't have answers for. The biggest questions of our existence Islam solves. Who created us? Why are we here? What will happen after death? How do we worship Allah? These are the questions that you decide the validity of a faith. Not Oh, why is there 5 salah? Why do we face this way? Do we pray? Why this? Why that? Sometimes our minds will not understand why. Simply because we don't understand why, you will end up rejecting. But as Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ, those that already have a disease. So in reality, the rejection of Islam is not because they misunderstood the Quran, that the sun is setting in a murky water. No, it's because they have a problem and they're projecting the problem onto the Quran. Why is Allah allowing this? Why is Allah forbidding that? Maybe you don't understand, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. So the point is, this verse or this dua, what it shows us, never take faith for granted. Faith and iman is the best blessing that Allah has given us. We should never ever take it for granted that khalas, we're always going to be guided. No. As we all know, we experience, we go through phases. Sometimes we're more religious, sometimes we're less. We seek Allah's refuge. There are some people, they don't just become less religious, they leave religion altogether. And we are all familiar with all of them. Living in this land, we know of Muslims who, a'udhu billah, they have ended up just leaving the faith. So this dua reminds us of what is important. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh, our Lord, you've given us this blessing of faith. You've allowed us to come to Islam. You've guided us to Islam. Oh, our Lord, we beg you, we pray to you, oh, our Lord. Do not take it away from us after you've given it to us. You know, it's one thing, you've never tasted something, so you don't have it. But what if you've tasted it? Now you don't want to ever get rid of it. What if you've tasted what it's like to be healthy? You don't want to be sick again. What if you've tasted what it's like to live such that you don't have to worry about bills, your money is taken care of, you don't want to go down in poverty? So how about knowing what is hidayah, knowing what is Islam, knowing who is your Lord, and then a'udhu billah, turning your back and walking away? And this is of course the classic example of Iblis, of Shaytan himself, the father of all evil. Shaytan, he knew Allah, he knew the creation, he saw the creation of Adam, and yet he turned his back and walked away. So don't think that it's not going to happen to anyone. On the contrary, we see this time and time again, that sometimes somebody might appear to be rightly guided, might appear to be outwardly a person of good, but then subhanAllah, something happens, a tribulation happens, a trial happens, and they fall and they fail that test, and they turn and they walk away. Wal'iyadu billah. So this dua reminds us of what is important, and it makes us pray to Allah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. And تُزِغْ means to be misguided, to go astray. The English word zigzag, that's exactly what zaga means, to go here and there. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. Oh, our Lord, don't make our hearts go here and there after you've told us the straight path, after you've guided us. And remember, Allah says in the Quran, Another phrase in the Quran, that Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha. This is in the Quran, we're supposed to say this as well. We thank Allah, Alhamdulillah. Why? Who guided us to this guidance. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. We would never be guided unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided us. How do you know you would be a Muslim if you weren't born into a Muslim family? Some of us, many of us in this audience, were born into those families. So Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we thank Allah for that. A few in this audience are converts, and we are jealous of them that they discovered the truth, and they will have a double reward, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But all of us, we are here because Allah chose to guide us. It's not my choice. It's not something I did for myself. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. How many are the people, they don't have a higher guidance, they're living their life without a higher purpose? How many are those who don't know who created them, and they don't even care to ask? A'udhu billah. How many are theirs who are living their lives like animals? Inhum illa kal an'am. So we thank Allah, He has guided us. But once He's guided us, we definitely don't want to be misguided. So what dua do we make? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. And we see this in the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many du'as, I don't have time for all of them, but they are following this motif, that asking Allah for guidance. Of them, in Sahih Muslim, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha said, how often I would hear him make this dua. Frequently he would make this dua, ya musarrif al-qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Oh, you who changes the hearts, fluctuates the hearts, make sure my heart is fluctuated towards the truth. Hearts go up and down, hearts change here and there. Oh, you who changes the hearts, I don't want my heart to be changed from the truth. This is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another dua he would make in tahajjud, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'izzatika la ilaha illa anta an tudillani. O Allah, I ask you by your izzah, I seek refuge in your honor and your glory. There is no God other than you. I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from being misguided. Subhanallah, if anybody doesn't have to worry about misguidance, it is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he's making dua to Allah, I seek refuge in your izzah, O Allah, that I am ever misguided. And another famous dua of his, he would say, reported in Sunan al-Nisa'i, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amr wa as'aluka azimata rushd. O Allah, I ask you to be firm in this matter of Islam. I want you to make me firm in this matter of Islam. I don't want you to make me wishy-washy. Subhanallah, once again our Prophet has been making dua to Allah, الثبات في الأمر. I want to be firm in Islam. والعزيمة على الرشد. I want my intention to be strong in guidance. I don't want to be misguided. I want to be rightly guided, and I want to have my intention strong when I'm rightly guided. These are the du'as of our Prophet following from the dua of the Quran that Allah taught us. He is literally teaching in Surah Ali Imran. As for those who believe, they say, Rabbana, O our Lord, that Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, do not cause our hearts to be misguided after we have been guided. So this is a frequent dua of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it should be our frequent dua as well. Never, ever, ever forget that the best blessing that I have and you have is the blessing of hidayah. Once we've tasted it, then we should always be eager never to lose it. Even Ibrahim, the father of all prophets, while building the Kaaba, he said, Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from ever worshipping an idol. One of the great scholars of the past said, if Ibrahim was scared of idolatry, then how can we feel safe? If Ibrahim was scared he might fall back into idolatry, then how can any of us feel safe? We will not be guided after we have been guided. We're always eager. We're always wanting to protect our iman. And one of the ways we do that is this dua, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. And we will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.